My name is Virginia James, and I'm the soul behind Feminine Sage Wisdom. This is a recording of the weekly memo that you get on the blog. Now, even though FSW is about women finding their purpose, living in their legacy, and doing their soulful work, the memos that come your way are straight from my heart or experiences. Storytelling is one of my favorite things to do and to be a recipient of because it's how we learn more about ourselves and each other. So take a listen to this letter. This week's piece is called Be the Draft Horse, my new mantra in problem solving lately. We're here with another story, and it's so nice to be back at the keyboard writing to you all. June was a blur, and July's practically gone, so here we are humming along through quarter three. I had two situations come up recently that have made me realize, in the best of ways, that I was going to have to do things on my own. They weren't the most challenging I've ever done, mentally anyway, but they were physically demanding. I hope that my stories and experiences, as usual, help you discover new ways of living and going about life for your career and personally, because there's one thing that we all have in common. We're trying to roll with what we can as life is lifing. 300 pounds of hay bales and a truck bed. A few weeks ago, my sheep needed more hay, but my human was traveling and we normally run up north and go get the bales together. So it was me and the truck heading down the freeway, and I was wondering if the farmer who we get them from would be up for helping or if they were even available to help. He's a low-key kind of person, and while we were chatting away doing our normal routine of good to see you again, another truck pulled into the field to get their bales, and that was that. We all went to our spots and did what we needed to do. Now, one thing I haven't mentioned often or even yet on FSW is that I'm petite. At around 5'2", I fit in small spaces, yes, but when it comes to mammoth-sized projects such as throwing or lifting bales, I started to laugh while staring at my empty truck bed and the ground. These bales are around 40 to 60 pounds. Have I weighed them? No, but they're your standard size. So there I was in the field, sporting a long sleeve, boots, and thick jeans, ready to go, and the tailgate was above my waist. Cue the how in the hell am I going to do this headspace spiral. And while I work out, this was an entirely new experience, and I was solo. Before we go further, I want to acknowledge we all have our different body types, needs, strengths, and more. So this is not a one-size-fits-all Pollyanna post. You know your body, friend, and you know what your limits are. This is only a story about working with what you know about yourself and what you can tolerate and work with. When you're smaller, sometimes it's best to use leverage. And when I was able to get the first bale in, you'd think I'd won the Olympics. Just saying. Bale by bale, I kept going, not only because it was me, myself, and I, but because I realized my potential in an entirely new way. What have you been grappling with lately, specific to using more of your potential that you'd like to test? Sure, it can be physical in ways, but what about with your headspace, your schedule, taking care of your needs first? A multi-day pack that wasn't going to walk itself. Story number two. A handful of days ago, I got home from a five-day solo camping trip, and like bale tossing or heaving, this was another situation where I was by myself, and I had to figure it out at my site. Day five came, and I had made it through four nights with little sleep. To be honest, I don't normally sleep well during camping because of being cold, and this was no exception. When a group of us got to the site, one of the women I was with helped me get my pack on before we trekked away into the woods. Well, like in the farm pasture a few weeks earlier, I had to take a moment and stare at what lay before me, a pack full of gear and me, myself, and I. Lifting it like a bicep curl was not happening. Trying to heave it up my side and even use my knee wasn't happening either. That's when my pack and I had a conversation and I thought, might as well go down to go back up. So I got down on my knees, loosened the arm straps, and got my right arm through, and then my left. And like a draft horse, I tilted forward slowly, and then remembered my glory days from soccer and lifting, and began to rise like the victor in, yet again, my own personal Olympics. Gladiators have nothing on me. Did I have to take breaks when going down the hill? Yes. Was I eternally grateful it was downhill for the most part? F yes. But did I see another opportunity for me to believe in myself once again? Undoubtedly. What's one thing that you can see within yourself that helps you carry on? Here's the takeaway. I believe 100% in your ability to find the thing that makes you go, I freaking did it. We may not have the same body needs or circumstances, nor the same backgrounds and mental health and headspace experiences, but what I believe in is you, even with our differences. You are worthy. You are relevant. And you make this world a better place to be in, my friends. Remember that. I'll chat with you soon. Let me know how this story resonates with you. You can always drop a comment below. And if you want more tips and direct connection, join for free the FSW Circle to get the weekly wisdom in your inbox. If you're ready to ditch soul-sucking work and what doesn't align with you and shift towards soulful living and work-life balance, you need the Zone of Purpose Blueprint, my signature program. You can sign up for both at FeminineSageWisdom.com. And as always, if you have any questions or comments, leave them below or contact me one-to-one. I'll chat with you soon and bright blessings on you. Again, my name is Virginia James, and you can always find me at FeminineSageWisdom.com. I get that's a lot of I's and vowels to track, but you can also find me on LinkedIn as well. I'll see you there, and until next week, blessings on you, and remember, your wisdom is within.